J'ai parlé ce
I spoke this morning of laws against blasphemy that are used in order to condemn any criticism of Islam, right up to using the death penalty. I'd like now to denounce the practice of the Organization of the Islamic Conference, which is working successfully to obtain globally recognition of the crime of Islamophobia and its transcription into national law on a par with racism, xenophobia, or antisemitism. Now, race is a function of nature, and this is why it would be unfair to criticize or reproach anyone for their race. However, Islam is a cultural identity and presupposes free choice and thus the possibility of error and of criticism. So how can we explain that Western countries are now applying themselves Sharia at the price of a lie, providing some kind of equality between racism and Islamophobia? This formula assimilates Muslims and Islam as just as true, innocent, and necessary as nature itself. Islam is presented as the natural religion of humanity and suggesting that a man should be Muslim. I'm quoting the Quran 30:30, as a consequence of which there is a call for eradication, Quran 64. My association calls upon ODIHR to fight against the spread of these sinister generalizations, especially to call upon the Council of Europe to withdraw its report on Islamophobia and its consequences on youth, and to withdraw specifically these statements, and I quote, Islamophobia can be defined as a vision of Islam altered by prejudice, end quote, or, and I quote, Islamophobia is a violation of human rights and a threat to social cohesion, end quote. If Christ taught us to distinguish between the natural and the supernatural, which allows us to love even our enemies, truth is the greatest good which we owe to one another. Thank you for your attention.